people at that point. We know the story. We know that he trusted God. Do we ever even achieve that anywhere in our life with any subject to trust God that much? Oh, we all can say, oh, I trust God. He'll take care of this. But do we really? Especially when you're dealing with sickness in your family. Your loved ones getting old and have illnesses. And we pray, please, Lord, heal them. Please, Lord, heal them. Take care of this, Lord. Take care of this. It sometimes gets difficult in the way God wants to do it. Do you think that was easy for him? This provision, the Jireh part of this Jehovah? Do you think that was easy for him to say, okay, I'm going to do this. We're going to do it your way, God. God has ways beyond what we understand. He didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know the details that there was going to be a ram stuck in a bush. He didn't know any of that. He went as far to raise the knife and was ready to sacrifice his son because he knew God knew best. Do we know God knows best in all things? In all things? It's hard sometimes to let God have it all. My problem is I want to put my, and I've heard told you this before, I'll take my troubles and I'll put them in my briefcase, and I'll take my briefcase and bring it up here and set it down and say, okay, God, it's yours. You take care of it. You're Jehovah Jireh. You provide. You can take that and do whatever you need to do, and I'm good with that. But the next thing I know, I'm over here sneaking up by and I'm going to pick up that briefcase again and I'm going to carry it myself. Because is my faith strong enough? We talked a little bit about that last week. Is it strong enough to leave it with the Lord? Abraham did. He just left it with the Lord and went on. Got his servants, loaded up the wood, loaded up the donkeys, and off they went toward Mount Moriah. He didn't question God. And that's another hard thing to do. This God that provides everything, he's supposed to heal my wife. He's supposed to heal my loved ones. He's supposed to heal my this or that or whatever. Well, did he? I mean, I sat and prayed, Lord, please take my wife off that cancer list. Please heal my wife. I don't want to see her name on this cancer list no more. She's not on there. She's healed permanently. Is that the answer I wanted? I mean, Abraham may have faced that. Sometimes the provision that God gives us and the answer to prayer is not what we think. It's all about what God knows is going to happen. So we can take this meaning of Jehovah Jireh and look at it in many different ways, and one of the translations that I mentioned just a little bit last week was the word see in the English language. And the word can be translated also as provision or provide. So we can take those things, those two words in our language, and go many directions. See the Lord, see what he'll do. And Abraham called, in Genesis 22:14, Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it was said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. He got to see what God did. One of the words that means this Jireh. And then he also got to see the other meaning of it. This, we have to look historically. This is the first time this word was used in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Together. Provide. The Lord will provide. In verse 8 there also, it says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Now, his son was no child at this time. He was probably in his early 20s. They say, the Bible scholars. Maybe a little older. So his son knew what was going on. I mean, he could have took off and run down the hill and not even obeyed his father or obeyed what God was telling him. So we can see some teaching in the family that this young man had a grip on what God was about to do. So not only did he see what God was doing, and he didn't understand it at the time, but he also was praying that God would provide a way away from this situation. So we can see situations in our lives, and we can pray for provision in a certain way, but is God always going to do it that way? No, God's going to do it God's way. God's going to do it to bring glory to his name and point forward to the cross from this and point forward to Mount Moriah and Jerusalem and all that went on that mount in the New Testament up to the point of where Christ was hung on a cross near there. All that. God could see all that and knew all that was going to happen in that same area, that same ground, which speaks volumes on what God was looking at. He was looking at the future of what he was going to have to do for mankind. Not only just for Abraham and Isaac. So they were looking at this situation. They was wondering how it was going to get provided. And within minutes, they got to see God's provision. They got to see it. They were looking, I want to see something happen. Then all of a sudden, they got to see it happen. And not only got to see it, but they saw a ram, as the provision. And I can just see whatever the word Jireh and ever how they say it in their language. I'm sure Abraham jumped up and down and said, Jehovah Jireh. He's provided a way at that point for me not to have to sacrifice my son. I couldn't see it. I couldn't understand how you're going to do it, but you did it. Can we have that much faith in today's world that's flying apart? And the only truth in anything today is God's word. There's no truth other than what God's word is. the truth taught here in these two words, see and provide, it, as far as man's concerned, there's a great difference between see and provide. But he got to see 30 minutes before this and up till he picked the knife up. And in seconds after that, he got to see the provision. It would be so nice if a lot of us could see that happen today in our lives. Because we've been praying, some of us have been praying and praying and praying for some kind of provision, for some kind of answer for a prayer, for a family member, for a loved one. God, work this out. I cannot see how in the world you're going to do it. You see, he probably said that to himself as he was going up that mountain. The faith that this man had to be able to pick up the knife and raise it up. Think about that. I can't even imagine that I even have that kind of faith to take my son and lay him down and get ready to sacrifice him. A great deal of difference today and then. With God, however, we can see his provision in this story. You have pre-vision and you have provision in our language today. And then you throw all this together and it's translated Jehovah Jireh. I am he who sees thy need and therefore provides it. That's what it means. He sees our need. Do you believe that today, that he sees your need? Can you hold on to that today? I do. I can. Sometimes. Not all the time. Because I'm just flesh. Just like the rest of us. We're just flesh. It's hard for us to be that kind of faithful, believing, dogmatic, all the time, faith, perfect, believing God's going to do it and work it out. Here's the problem. The way I want it worked out. See, we put I in there, and where we should put the way God wants to work it out. And I think it's sometimes hard for me to even say that. We're just so fleshly. Joe wants things worked out for his wife. I wish he prays, God, heal my wife. And she's dealt with illnesses off and on, different things, all her life, all the last 20 years or so. Does he have the faith to keep praying that? He has to, or it would drive him bananas. You got to have faith in some of these things, folks, to trust this Jehovah Jireh, this God of ours that can see and can provide and can see what you need to have and can provide what you need to have. But the importance of this word Moriah is another different thing. You know, Crown College has what they call Camp Moriah. It's a summer camp. It's out in the country back there on the north side of Knoxville. Really nice place. All the kids' stuff goes on, water slides and everything all summer long. wonderful place. And they call it Mount Moriah because it's kind of out. You go up a little hollow, and then all the facilities are kind of up on high ground. Really nice place, Mount Moriah. A lot of meaning in that word. This word is kind of, in the Hebrew language, kind of from the same root. It's kindred to Jireh. It has to do with this rendered seen or provided. Mount Moriah is, like I said, we go forward in time and we can see, furthermore, we can see the Calvary there on that mount in that part of the world. And Abraham's sacrifice was nothing but a foreshadow of what great sacrifice God had, what God did, what he had in mind at that time. Only a deity, God that we have, all-knowing, all-powerful, knows the beginning to the end, could have enough love for you and me, for all of us, that love that has to be explained by a word called agape love, because just normal love word is not enough. It's an agape love that he has for us, that he would picture this mount in the Old Testament. And I believe Abraham understood that. There's some verses that indicate that he may have knew after it was all over that it was a picture of what God was going to do for the nation of Israel, of course, at the time, but it was for all of mankind that God sacrificed his son and let him hang on a cross on a mount that day that saved all mankind. And it was, the Old Testament prophets talked about it in so many places. The Jewish nation had the Old Testament, had Moses and all the prophets and all those things to look at, but they still didn't quite understand it. They were just flesh like we are. Even the disciples was at a point. They didn't completely understand what Christ was getting ready to do. That he was going to be the answer. They knew they needed to be a provision for mankind. They saw him. And they didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But then they seen him on the cross. And they saw him come out of the grave and provided salvation for mankind. Jehovah Jireh. So many examples of it in the Bible. But the most important one is that day at the cross and at the tomb. And the disciples got to see, then they saw. They didn't know how it was going to work out. They didn't know how it was going to provide it. But then they understood the provision after he was rose from the grave and death had no hold on him. And a couple weeks later, the Holy Spirit comes in. He introduces the Holy Spirit to them, and they go preach to the world, and we have the New Testament church as we have it today because of God's provision. Jehovah Jireh, praise his high and holy name. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and thank you for your grace. We thank you for your provision of salvation. We thank you all through the years and through the Bible and through the Old Testament, the New Testament, all the provision for the nation of Israel, year after year, and they'd fall away, and then you'd come back and show them your love again, and fall away, and show, just like we are. We're not always strong, Lord, but you always are there with your love. You always provide the peace that we need to live by. Lord, we thank you for your provision in so many ways. God, you're so good to us. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, we pray these things in your name. Help us have a good day in church. Pray for our pastor today that you'd touch his words as he reads your word, and hearts will be changed and souls will be saved today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all.